Hello and welcome to this special New Year's Day message from beyond. I am your, as ever, your host, Robert Crichton. This is available both as a really rubbish video on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. Really rubbish low resolution image there. And also available on the podcast, our primary home for all the new full cast audio adaptations that we promise that we will produce, but frequently, due to COVID, have not. So this is a bit of a year roundup. What have we done over this last year, over 2020? What have we managed to do? And what are we hoping to do in... It's not 2020. It was 2021. Car. 2021. What we did over 2021 as we prepare for 2022. You can tell. Time has no meaning anymore for us as we're locked in our little cubby holes. So what did we do over the last... Oh, this has started well, hasn't it? What have we done over the last year, 2021? Well, we've continued being primarily YouTube-y. This year, I have managed to keep the podcast ticking over, but I think it's fair to say for all the podcast listeners, I am sorry that we haven't done more exciting things. There has been a lot of duplicated content between the two platforms, and I haven't been able to expand and release the stuff that we have been planning to release for 18 months or so now. More on that in a moment. But what have we actually achieved? So on the YouTube channel, on our online Zoom sessions that are open to all to sign up, just go to the website, beyondshakespeare.org. We've done around 200 texts, over 200 texts. Most of those are plays. Some of them are very short. I mean, our definition of text is sometimes a bit fluid. But we've done, again, about 200 odd texts, and including everything we did last year and stuff that was previously on the podcast, we've covered over 400 texts now. That's quite a lot, but not as much as you'd think, because again, we're including, for example, medieval mystery plays, so that's not quite as impressive as it sounds. And we've done, over the last year and a bit, we started doing second looks. So first looks is where we've looked at a text for the first time, read through it, stops and started. Second looks vary. Sometimes we just literally read through them at pace. Sometimes we go all out and turn them into something approximating a digital performance. We've done 37 different plays for second looks over the last year and a bit. That's been our primary thrust for the last year of looking at plays. And in fact, I'm just going to bring up on here just to show you sort of where we are overall on this kind of thing. So I'm going to bring up the our sort of primary playlist or target list, as it were. And so anything in sort of green and orange here are stuff that are green means we've done something vaguely full casty for the podcast. Orange is anything we've done. Grey is stuff that sort of doesn't count technically. So not including mystery plays, which are on a separate list later on. We've sort of done everything medieval. You can see in purple coming up, second looks. Here we've done quite a lot from the Tudors. We've done all of Henry VII. We've done all of Henry VIII's reign. Everything from Edward, everything from Mary now. In fact, we've almost done everything from Mary twice. And then we get to Elizabeth, and that's where... I mean, that's the big thing. We've done everything pre-Elizabeth now. There are some sort of odd middling texts that probably don't really count. I mean, we've done everything that really is a play. At least once, and in many times two, sometimes three times now. So we've really got a decent handle on how... pre-Elizabethan drama works, and hopefully should be able to turn that into some really good performances going forward. That's the hope. When we go into Elizabeth, we've done a lot here as well. By the way, just don't be too absolute on some of these datings. This is a work in progress sort of list. We haven't yet done all of the translations of Seneca from the early Elizabethan, but we have done everything that is... playish, pretty much up to, and we've done some several times. I mean, there's a lot of second looks here, as you can see. We've done pretty much everything up to now. $15.99 is our sort of next year of target to cover, and so after $15.99, it all gets a bit patchy, and increasingly we go to stuff where we have a copy of the script, but we haven't done anything with it yet. We've done little things on the podcast, but nothing very, very, very massive. And as you can see, there's an awful lot of texts to go as we go forward. So that sort of gives you an idea. So we've done about 400 plays. We've done pretty much up to the end of the reign of Elizabeth, and we are trying to get a little bit further from there. So the aim for next year, hopefully, is that we will finish the Elizabethan. There's a lot of infill to do. As I've mentioned, there are some sort of borderline theatrical texts. There's more stuff that aren't necessarily plays, but are performative that I want to do. And that's sort of one of the big jobs for 2022, is just filling in all of those things. But I'm getting ahead of myself. What else have we done in 2021? Well, we went to two virtual conferences. So Lancaster University's Medieval English Theatre Conference. Environments was the theme. I wrote something, I wouldn't call it a paper, but I definitely presented something about the work we do here. And there were, we did a live performance of Thersites, a rather fabulous, probably by Nicholas Udall play. And there is quite a good recording, not of that performance, but of our dress rehearsal, effectively, that is on YouTube. I do recommend it. It was quite fun, and we did put quite a lot of work into that. So we did that this year. We also went to not so much a conference, but a symposium, I believe, from the University of Derby, which was Whither Wander You? New Directions in Pre-Modern Performance. A paper was delivered about us, Beyond, and we also did effectively a sort of condensed version of our life story, as it were. So we did a first look exploring session, and then we did a second look exploring session on the two very short Robin Hood pageants, which we've done on the podcast, and I also then played them as a section of that to demonstrate our working process, which is that we do things and then we do them again and we go back. You've also possibly noticed that we've also done a Lord Mayor's Show reconstruction in Cheapside, London, and outside St Mary Le Bow Church, thanks to Professor Tracy Hill. We've completed reading through all the Lord Mayor's shows now, and we've got other civic pageantry, other royal entries, other accounts of Lord Mayor's shows to do, and that's one of the other big jobs for next year, is to cover that and try and make that move forward. Yes, generally in terms of people viewing us or listening to us, there's sort of been some ups and downs in terms of numbers. Podcast, I think, legitimately has lost a few listeners this last year because we haven't been releasing the really cool stuff. I think we'd released a lot of End Town, and between you and me, Medieval Mystery Plays do not necessarily equate to great box office, and exploring sessions are not always the most popular of podcasts. So I'm hoping, say, next year we'll be able to reverse that trend when we start releasing full cast audio adaptations again, and a lot more of the really exciting stuff, as exploring sessions are now basically a YouTube thing with a few occasional seasonal exceptions. But yeah, otherwise, our numbers overall have basically doubled in the last year. We've got almost twice as many people viewing us on YouTube, listening to, not so much listening to the podcast, that's about the same, but slightly lower in places. And the website has also doubled in interest. So we are on the up, as have the number of wonderful patrons. I have to thank at this moment all the wonderful patrons who've given us money over the last year, years so far. If you're interested in supporting us, do please go and become a patron, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. It was last year, all the last year, it was weekly. There were weekly releases of a jest from a jest book, and also I've been working my way through The Mirror for Magistrates, a quite important book in terms of influences for history plays, which I've enjoyed very much, and which will be continuing next year. I'm going to slightly adjust how the Patreon releases are going to work next year. I think basically I've just been releasing too many things each week. So I'm going to not do less, but I'm going to conflate everything into monthly releases. So rather than a different jest every week, it's going to be four once a month. The same sort of thing for Mirror for Magistrates, because I think everything was just too short and it was too many things being thrown at the patrons, and it was I think it was putting a few people off rather than bringing them into the fold. So I'm going to try and get patron releases down to more like one thing a week rather than two or three or sometimes four, and I think I've just been throwing too much stuff because we do so much stuff. It's a bit overwhelming, so I'm going to try and make it less overwhelming. That's the idea. It's been an incredibly busy year. 200 odd new texts, 30 odd probably second looks this actual year. I think we did a few more the year before. Don't quote me on that one. And I say a general doubling of interest and I say increased turnover from the patrons. And of course, more patrons we have, the more we can do what we're supposed to be doing, actually. I mean, the first and second look exploring sessions on Zoom, released on YouTube, are really important for what we do. I mean, it's been so helpful this last 18 months plus to be doing so much R&D on plays, to really understand what's going on with texts and be able to really break them down and to prepare texts as well. We're almost at the point where we've edited most texts ready for reading further down the line. Not quite everything, but a lot. And we've turned over about, in terms of the stuff we've pre-edited, I mean, we've read over the last 18 months to 2 years, about 4 or 5 million words. We've turned over about six. It's been a massive behind the scenes job of preparing texts, of which I have to thank Greg Musson, Alan Scott, Helen Good, Lois Potter, Liza Graham, and Eric Carulla, who has done huge amounts of work. Other people have done additional work as well. I'm doing this off the top of my head. I apologise if I've forgotten anyone. But yes, we've covered a lot of text there, and so many people on the Zoom sessions who deserve thanks as well. I apologise, I'm not able to name names, but so much wonderful work has been done, but not necessarily the big final show stuff, which we haven't been able to do just simply because of time, and I say the opportunity that being forced to not produce has happened over the last year. I mean, it's been a truly awful year for me personally, as well as obviously for the rest of the world. So it has been a struggle just juggling all the things that we've done. And I'm hoping next year that a better balance will occur. So I said we've done about 200 plays per year, or 200 texts per year, for the last 2 years almost. And that's a lot. And we can't sustain that. I mean, if we did sustain it, we'd run out of plays in about 3 years' time. So we've done about 400. We've got a list of about 500 plus play texts. That doesn't include masks and other stuff as well. So it's higher than that. But of those 500 odd plays, those plays get longer and take up more sessions. So inevitably, we will be doing fewer plays per year. But also we need to do fewer plays per year because we're starting to forget the plays we've already done. So we need to go back over plays we've done more. We need to be doing more second look sessions to go with first look sessions, and a lot more prep, serious prep for new productions, even if they're not going to happen next year or the year after. Just a lot more prep work generally for plausible targets that we can afford to do over the next few years. So the target for 2022... if I've got the right year, yes, is to do between 50 and 100 new first look sessions over the year. So about half, maybe even less than half that we've done before, but to increase the number of second looks that we're somewhere nearer to 50, maybe 50, more than 50 second look sessions. They're still at this time to be doing more first look sessions than second look sessions. And these continue to be open to anyone who wants to join us, by the way. We meet on Zoom several times a week. It's all free. Anyone can sign up via our website. Go to there's an exploring sessions tab. And there are just easy forms you can just fill in. So long as you're happy that the videos get put on YouTube and shared for everyone, everything we do gets shared. That's basically the point of what we do. We do occasionally edit when things go really badly wrong. And sometimes I forget to edit it when it goes really badly wrong. And it's quite amusing. There's a video. I know there's a video where my Wi-Fi totally crashed. And there's a good 3 minutes of me just swearing. I'm fairly certain. And I can't remember which video it was. I haven't found it. It's out there somewhere. So if you know which video that is, please tell me, because I would like to edit that out to make it look a little bit more professional. But, you know, these things happen. So, come and join us. We need new faces, different faces, different people. There's always a risk when you have the same room every time that you get a bit stale. And we've got a lot of people. The point of the exploring sessions is to sort of present a play to people who don't necessarily know much about the other plays of the period, to actually say, well, for a modern audience, what hits you in the face is going, whoa. And increasingly, we've got people who are now able to go, well, that's a bit like this play, isn't it? Which is useful and nice, but it's sort of not the point of what we're trying to do. So new people, please come and join us. And then it's the production side of things. Of COVID really, you know, like everyone, hit us totally in the face. We were planning on doing live shows in 2020, and that just obviously stopped. And so 2022, I am actively now carving out time to edit, finish and release all the half-finished productions from 2020. So basically to return to the scheduled I planned for 2020, just 2 years late. So from about March onwards, we should this year, I'm recording this last year, so we should be able to start releasing things like Munda Said Infants, the final edit of The Tragedy of Mariam, The Tragedy of Antony, Dame Sirith, Abraham and Isaac, and I'm sure there's something else as well that we've recorded that I've just forgotten. There's a number of fragmentary plays that we've done before. There's lots more there that should be released. I've got at least 4 unreleased discussing sessions to free up. There's a host of fantasy production meetings to finish off. There's a lot of stuff sitting on the hard drive that I just haven't had time to edit. So I'm going to put in plans to get that done. And I've also put in motion plans for some new audio adventures, some new full cast audio productions. That's all a bit tentative at the moment. We're still looking at costings and how we're going to make it work. Traditionally, I've done everything in studio, with people in the same space. I've not done remote recording before. So I say the trying to get the logistics of that to work is still something that's coming. But, you know, that's the plan, hopefully to start happening next year. But it's all a bit tentative. I would love to announce some live shows. But that's going to depend on all those factors for which we have absolutely no control over. In an ideal world, we could do 1, 2, maybe even 3 live podcast shows. So in a theatre, live audience and live streamed. That's the ideal. But I can't promise even one at this point because I have no idea whether we will be able to meet in a room with lots of people at this point. I'm hopeful that, you know, it will be possible and it will be safe to do in the future, but we can't guarantee that. So, yes, the sort of headline things is more first look exploring sessions, but not quite as many. We're going to finish the Elizabethan, the long Tudor century, basically. That's the big game plan. There's going to be other stuff I want to do next year as well. We're going to dance around a bit more. We've started Ben Jonson. I think we're going to definitely work through him. We've got a couple of little bits of Marston left to do. We've almost done all of John Marston, but not a couple of little bits to fill in. So there's a bit of infill to do there. And maybe we will hopefully start digging into, in more detail, Thomas Middleton, of whom we haven't done that much. And also maybe a little bit of Beaumont and Fletcher, or the Beaumont and Fletcher extended universe, as I think is a better way of putting it. There will be other stuff. It won't just be going chronologically, finishing off the Elizabethan, 1599, 1600, 1601, 1602-ish stuff. We've got room to do other stuff as well. I'd say more second looks, and I'd say more full cast audio adaptations. They are definitely going to happen next year. That's this year, definitely happening this year. All the stuff, almost all of it's fully recorded. I just need to sit down and make it into a thing, which I'd say last 2 years just haven't had the time to do. So all that remains at this point is to thank you for listening or watching or being involved. Or contributing, being a patron. All our wonderful patrons really have made everything possible. That we have got overheads, quite a few overheads to keep all the various plates spinning up in the air. And of course, the more money that comes in, the more productions we can do. I mean, all these when we get to the actual full cast audio productions, you know, these things cost, you know, pucker money. Not fake money. It's a big balancing act that hopefully you can contribute to. And I say, hopefully you've just been enjoying what we've been doing. And, if you want more of something or you're interested in other things, you know, get in touch. Do put a note in the comment section or follow us on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. Just generally, you know, get in touch with us. We have an email address. admin@beyondshakespeare.org. You can send us an email and give us some feedback about what you're looking for further down the line, because obviously we listen more to people who are our patrons, because they give us money, and therefore money does talk. Bribe us, we're infinitely bribable. We'll do whatever you want if you give us the money to do it. So anyway, thank you very much for joining us on this wonderful journey. Hopefully there will be more to come further down the line. I've been your host, Robert Crichton. You've been a wonderful audience. Have a happy new year. Hopefully 2022 will be a brighter and happier time, and more things will get done. Goodbye.